Listen to your favorite shows on the ESPN 97.5 app. Just search ESPN Houston in your app store.
Oh, hey, hey, hey.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
I got it!
This is The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Three balls, two strikes. Yulik to left. Looking up, and that one is gone. Yulik Gurriel, his third home run of the series. Yulik Gurriel continuing to swing. A white-hot bat.
A white-hot bat indeed for Yuli Gurriel. It's the Lance and Dell Show here on ESPN 97.5 with special featured guest John Granato, who will be joining us in the very near future. This morning what happened was Dell comes in and he says, so when I was out of town, was John here? Was he in Chicago? He was here, right?
Yes.
Because the last 2 days that I was here before I went on vacation, John was off. He was in LA, I think. And then,
no. Oh yes. Yes. Right. He was off.
Yeah, he was off. And then I was gone last week. And then John was here in studio the whole time.
Yes.
Okay. Well, cause he had talked about doing a show in Chicago or something.
Spend one day in Chicago.
I think that's probably what he did.
Friday. Was it?
Yeah. He may have done probably so. Yeah. When he went out of town. And then today, Dell said, hey, isn't John supposed to be here? And I said, no, I think he's there. Is he connected yet from Green Bay? He said, no, maybe he's trying. So I said, well, let me just give John a call just in case. This is this pan. And then I call. He goes, hello? I said, hey, are you here or there today? He goes, here? Which immediately meant, oh, it's that pan. I'm about to hear the panic voice. He goes, what time is it? It's 6:53. What? Wendy? What?
He said Wendy?
I think that's what he said. Wendy! Like it was her fault. What the?
You're supposed to wake me up.
Everyone's done it. Where you wake up, you either have slept through an alarm or you set your alarm accidentally for PM on your phone or whatever instead of AM. Whatever the case may be. You forgot to set it. We've all been there when you have something to do or you've had that dream too. Where you have that panic where you're like, oh!
And then wake up in the middle of the afternoon sometimes.
Doing that, yeah.
Oh, what time is it?
I've done it before and got up and started taking a shower at 2 in the morning one time because I was so, like, I was so out of it. And then another time I was panicked and started racing to get ready. And it was, I want to say, like 1:30. And then I realized, oh, wait a minute. I'm not late at all. I'm supposed to be sleeping still. So John will join us here in just a little bit. But just hearing the panic was fun. That panicky voice, you don't get to hear that. You know what it feels like? You don't get to hear someone else experience it live.
And it makes you laugh because you know how crappy you feel.
Oh, it's the worst.
When it's with you.
It's the worst. And for you, it's got to be double the worst because it's not like you're right around. Like, John can get here fairly quickly. I can get here very quickly.
There are multiple reasons why it's terrible for me. Like, if I oversleep, that means the show probably doesn't get start on time unless we get someone down from SB Nation to come do it. And I know it's going to be an hour and 15 minutes because I'm already late.
Well, and the traffic got worse.
It gets worse as the day clearly gets going. And the summer's not so bad, but in the middle of, if it's October and I get up at like 6:15, forget about it. It's over.
Yeah, it's not happening. Well, one guy you don't have to worry about falling asleep or waking up late. Well, I guess he did wake up late. It was Yuli Gurriel missed his alarm early in the season. But he's awake, dressed, and here now because in year four with your Houston Astros, Yuli's putting together his finest season right now. Another home run. He's got three in the last two games, this time with eight RBIs. Eight RBIs for Yuli. And he has got his second highest batting average at .298. His on-base percentage is always about the same. But from a slugging percentage standpoint, this is the highest he's been. His OPS, he went from being in the low 700s to the high 800s. He's .872 now, and he is absolutely killing the ball. The Astros pummel the Colorado Rockies last night, 14 or yesterday afternoon, 14-3. Gerrit Cole picked up his 10th win. And this is something that, you know, to me, when you look at the race for Cy Young, Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander, for example, Justin Verlander's numbers are actually a little better. Well, they're better. They're better than Gerrit Cole. I just feel like the way that Gerrit Cole has pitched consistently now for well over, I mean, in his last 10 starts, he had one game where he gave up 4 earned runs, didn't have a quality start. Other than that, it's been just complete, consistent dominance. I mean, 1 earned run or less in 8 of his last 10 starts. Yesterday, he gave up a couple home runs, which account for his 2 earned runs. They were both solo shots. He had 10 strikeouts. He had no walks. His whip number has gone below 1 to 0.98. He's got 10 straight wins, as I mentioned before, and his record now for the season is 14-5. I feel like Gerrit Cole's got the momentum, despite Justin Verlander having the better numbers. Gerrit Cole's consistency down the stretch now and this long win streak, I think, has put him in position to win the Cy Young at this particular juncture. We'll see how it plays out. It's pretty cool to have two guys who are right there neck and neck fighting for that award. From an offensive standpoint, I can't believe the Colorado Rockies are only 10 games below 500. That team looks
absolutely... They do appear to be one of the worst teams in baseball. God, the Astros made them look that way, but they look really bad.
They look terrible, and they don't have a lot of hitting, but they look absolutely terrible. I'm like, how is this team just 10 games below 500? They look like they're 25 below 500, but that was not the case. The Astros pummel them again after putting 11 on them. Night before last, they get 14 yesterday. And it wasn't just Yuli. I mean, it was Yuli with 8 RBIs, and including a home run, a double. He had a ground out for an RBI. But Michael Brantley, the professional hitter, Alex Bregman, Yordan, Yuli, they all had extra base hits. So four players with extra base hits yesterday. 3 for Yordan. No RBIs for Yordan, by the way, but... miraculously. And I cannot tell you enough. I texted Lance Berkman during the game, not yesterday, but the game before, because he was doing the broadcast. I was having people tell me that. I was at the game, so I didn't know. But I don't think there's anybody right now with a sweeter swing on the Houston Astros than Michael Brantley. Michael Brantley and this team full of superstars, including your 3 starting pitchers now, is just very, very quietly putting together maybe the most consistent season of any player throughout the year. That might be a little bit of hyperbole, but he is just such a clean hitter. He's such a clean hitter. Just sits back on everything, can wait with his bat, can wait on pitches, and can get the bat through the zone so smoothly, so sweetly, throws his hands at it, and, I mean, just drives it back up the middle. It's been hitting displays from him on a consistent basis. He is tops in the league in extra base hits per game, like in multiple extra base hit games. I should say multiple hit games, not multiple extra base. Multiple hit games, 2 hits or more. He's just been killing it all year long, and he has been phenomenal. And it just seems like he kind of flies under the radar. And it was really apparent to me when we were watching a game. My wife hadn't watched a bunch of Astro games up to this point. And she said, "What's the deal with this guy?" And I said, "Well, the deal is the Astros picked him up in the offseason. Wasn't a lot of fanfare made. There was a lot of talk about, why isn't Jeff Leno doing anything about the pitching? It was about what Jeff Leno wasn't doing, and it wasn't about, oh, this guy hitting about 340. Oh, don't pay any attention to Michael Brantley. Don't pay him any mind. That's just somebody Jeff Leno picked up who's killing it all season long. And here we are now, late in the season, and all the complaining, it was kind of like with Daryl Morey, where he hasn't done anything. Then by the end of the year, the talk was about how deep the roster was.
Well,
that was the deepest roster.
Then we got in the playoffs, and the roster wasn't so deep.
Yeah.
Because it never is with D'Antoni.
No.
Is Michael Brantley the team MVP?
I don't, no. And that's the crazy thing. I don't think Michael Brantley is a team MVP. I'd have to look at all the data. You could definitely make an argument for him. I mean, he's hitting .322 now. He's been there the whole year. It's not like he's been up and down. His slugging percentage is is very high. It's not going to be Yuli because Yuli hasn't been around long enough. I don't think it will be Bregman, but it could be because Bregman's sitting there with, you know, with all kinds of power numbers and the OPS, the RBI total up at 70. I mean, Alex Bregman has made a lot of noise. Altuve, you know what it might be, Dale? Because it can't be Altuve. It can't be Correa. It can't be Yordan. You could start to make a case for Yuli now. He's up to 23 home runs. You could really start to make a case for Yuli being in the mix, in the discussion, even though he really really did nothing for the first 3 months. But he's got 80 RBIs, 23 home runs, and he's almost hitting at the 300 with an OPS that's right there bordering on 800 now. So, on 900, rather. So I think that right now I would say the way that Yuli has performed over the recent past, and I mean it is just a torrid hitting streak right now, hitting run. I think it would be it's between Bregman, Yuli, and Brantley from the hitting standpoint, but I don't know how you – I mean, team MVPs can be pitchers too, right? Yeah, I mean, I think they can be MVPs. So, I don't know. Do you make it Cole? Do you make it Verlander? I've never seen this kind of competition on a single Astros team.
Yeah,
and
I'm not sure how the voting goes. And would they give it to the new guy? Or is that an award that is, particularly when you have so many good candidates, that award goes to someone who's been there for a little bit?
I don't know. That's a good question. And we know that had Yuli been up the whole, Yordan been up the whole year.
He might be this MVP award, of the league.
He, you know what? He really, when you really start to extrapolate those numbers, you're talking about a guy who would be in the neighborhood right now of 150 RBIs. I mean, it would be an MVP. It would be an MVP vote. He's hitting for power, for average. He's driving the runs in. I mean, he's a DH, but it would be hard to keep it out of his hands if you extrapolate it. But that's, you know, for a rookie to hit like that for an entire year is highly, highly unlikely. But just Michael Brantley, what he has meant for this team, 31 doubles. He's got pop with 16 home runs. He doesn't strike out. He strikes out about once every 10 at-bats, which is incredibly impressive, and it's one of the reasons why the Astros now have developed into this kind of a team. They don't strike out like they used to. When they first got cranked up in 15, it was crush city, and they had to hit home runs or they were going to punch out. Now you look at a guy like Michael Brantley in the middle of the lineup. I mean, good luck striking him out. If you got men on base, he's probably going to put it in play, and you're going to have to deal with that. If you got Yuli Gurriel coming up to the plate, he's probably going to put it in play, and you're going to have to deal with it. And he's probably going to rip it down the line somewhere. And now Carlos Correa, you know, it's a completely different Carlos Correa than last year. This is the old Carlos Correa. This is the superstar caliber Carlos Correa that we're seeing. And so good things for the Houston Astros right now, as most of you already know. John is back. He will join us here probably next segment-ish. I think John may be able to do that, and we'll get some more insight from camp. From Packers. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, from Packers camp. Well, as he watched actually, there was no practice yesterday.
Oh, so. No, that's right. They didn't practice. They just complained about practice.
Oh, the Packers.
The Packers
Matt
quarterback.
Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers. That seems like a relationship that will last a long time. But we do have a game tonight. Packers, Texans, a full slate of NFL preseason games, and John's dream has maybe he cried in his sleep so much that he couldn't wake up because Brandon Whedon didn't get signed to play quarterback for the Texans. Another quarterback did.
Yeah, we have a new quarterback. We'll tell you about the Texans because the backup, A.J. McCarron, is out for the preseason. So it's not just going to be a couple of days. The Texans realize, crap, we got to get somebody in here for the entire preseason. We'll tell you who that is. And yes, Texans do take on the Green Bay Packers tonight. So we have preseason football, and we got our first look at the Houston Texans. I had my first look at Texas Custom Patios when I was looking for a patio back in, let's see, it was spring of 2016, and I actually went on Twitter, and I just said, hey, does anyone have an opinion about patios? I'm looking to get a patio, and I had people send me some websites and some names, and I checked it out. Nothing really struck me until I had someone send me the name of Texas Custom Patios. And I looked at what they were doing, and I was really, frankly, blown away. I was blown away just by the way it looked. I mean, the visuals are really staggering the work that they do. When you go to TexasCustomPatios.com, you'll see it for yourself. Their before and afters, their transformations are legendary. You can see mine at TCPLance.com, which is Texas Custom Patios. TCPLance.com, you can see the before and after. But what blew me away after, besides just the work, is the way that they go about their business. They tell you what is going to happen. They give you a timetable. They tell you exactly how much a job is going to cost. Anything over that, they end up footing the bill for. And they tell you, you know, they give you an example of what to expect and when to expect it. And they help you all along the way. And it's just amazing how they stick to what they say they're going to do. And it's actually even better than you expect. It really is. It's amazing work. Having an outdoor living space, having an outdoor kitchen, having a place for your kids to go watch games or you to go and get away or, you know, you to go entertain. That is what I'm talking about at TexasCustomPatios.com. Hey, John.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Yep, I got a little deep voice today. We had a little celebration last night. I don't know if you know that. I know a bunch of well-wishers I really appreciate on Twitter. Look at this. Look, if you're watching on the screen, you can see me shrinking. The incredibly shrinking man. So I apologize. I woke up late. Lance woke me up. That's always fun.
Dell says, hey. Time. Isn't John supposed to be here? Because you would have already been here by now, and I said I think he said he gets in. I thought he was getting in after the game, but I remember now you were talking about the Astros game, not the Texans game today.
Yeah.
And so
I was talking about.
He said
the
he's
Texans.
Not. Yeah. So he said he's not connected.
The Astros game.
Yeah. He's not connecting. He hasn't connected. So I said, better call. And they, hello. Hey, huh? Buddy, you here or there? Here? Huh? Oh, what time is it? I said, what time is it? I said, 6:50. Mm. Oh, what? When? What's happening?
Well, so I got home. By the way, a 2.5-hour delay because an air conditioner was messed up in the plane.
Oh.
So we have to deplane, and oh, my God, the worst. So I'm supposed to be home at 7 last night. I get home 9:30.
Yeah.
And and I go straight out to meet. Wendy, and friends are there, and we're there till 2 in the morning, and I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be horrible tomorrow. And sure enough, it was horrible today. So, honest to God, I was in bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock every night that I was on the road. 9 o'clock was the latest. I get home. 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock, I get to bed.
Wait, how is that the latest you stayed?
It was unbelievable.
I got less sleep on vacation than any day that I work. It was ridiculous.
My buddy, his routine is he goes to he goes out to his bar at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and he's home by 8:30 every night. He just gets as pissed up as he possibly can, and he's in bed by 8:30.
Wow.
And that's,
he's really condensed it.
Well, he's got a plan for life.
Yeah.
So, and I was following that plan.
Yeah.
And it was awesome because I got my 9 hours of sleep.
Nine
I was like,
hours.
Cool. That's great.
I don't know when I've ever had 9 hours.
It was awesome. And then as soon as I get home. So, it was a big day for yesterday for us, and I appreciate all the well-wishers.
You're not saying why.
My wife, those of you who don't know, my wife was named the general president and GM of Channel 13 yesterday.
Yeah.
So we had to celebrate and had a good time, And
I didn't know if you were celebrating, you know, Wendy was pregnant. You're going to have another kid, maybe.
Is that a celebration?
I didn't know what the celebration was. We weren't sure.
That's
you said we were celebrating my wife.
Del?
That doesn't sound like a celebration.
Was that
Del,
be a celebration,
things that
Del?
Will ruin your life, Del?
A fourth kid? After they're already out of the house?
Yeah. No.
That's a terrible thing to celebrate.
See, that would be something. Now I'm with Del on that one now.
Yeah.
Like a kid now would be the worst thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. A second would be a dog. Give me a dog. That'd be great.
So not a blessing?
No. So John is selling this like, oh, we're out, I was partying, we're celebrating. Look, John's now a kept man. He was like, you know what? I ain't setting this alarm. Whatever happens, happens. If I get up on time, I get up on time. If I don't get up on time and I show up 20 minutes late, what are they going to do?
They're
going to tell me to go home?
That ain't so far from the truth.
See? But
that ain't so far because I really don't need this anymore.
Yeah.
You want to know the truth?
Yeah.
What a terrible attitude.
I'm the one with the bad attitude, by the way. He gets some money. You will have terrible football character. You would never get a deal because as soon as you get money, I ain't showing up to training camp. You just paid me.
I'm Albert Haynesworth.
Oh, okay? God.
Do you know?
The Albert Haynesworth of the station.
You want to know the truth?
Only you didn't get the money.
Yeah. Well, I get some of it, you know, when she hands it over.
Do you, though? I told my wife, I said, I just don't know how much longer John's going to work. She's like, oh, he'll keep working. That's Wendy's money. She's going to spend it. He's going to have his own money. He's not getting that money.
That is kind of true.
There's some truth to that.
There's a lot of truth to that.
She's like, that's her money.
Yeah. No, there is a lot of truth to that, if you want to know the truth.
I was like, bull crap. That's not how it works.
She goes, well,
you don't have to worry about that.
It is how it works, if you want to know the truth, because she's got her money, I got my money, and we don't. Okay.
Well, that's not a great deal.
That's it.
Not now. It's usually good.
No.
Not now.
No. Well, not now. But
that's terrible.
No, she's wonderful. That one's a wonderful earner, that one. So anyway, thank you for all the well wishes. It was a great day for us yesterday. So, but you were, I heard you talking about MVP. It could be Verlander or Cole.
I mean, it could be. Well, but let's say it could be. Who would it be?
Who would it be, Verlander or Cole?
Well, who's the Cy Young Award winner?
I would vote for Cole for Cy. I would vote for Cole. But they just had a poll on ESPN. Verlander's the leader.
Man, Cole's just been so red hot for 10 games.
And two straight pitcher of the month.
You look at his game log, and it looks the exact same all the way down. One little four-run hiccup, and that was it. Everything has just been just so consistent. He's just on a tear. He's dropped below. But even with all that said, when you look at their numbers, Verlander's still better. They're still better.
Well, but he was so good early on while Cole struggled early on.
Right.
But Cole has been just so dominant over these last 2 months that it's hard. For me, it's him. Now, like I said, they just took a poll, and Verlander is the people want Verlander.
So who would you make the team MVP?
I mean, you look.
I think there is a legitimate case to be made for Alex Bregman, although I might put him back a little bit, but he's got the home runs. For Michael Brantley, consistency of performance, he's been fantastic. He just doesn't have the run production that like a Yuli has. Although Yuli's has been in a compact space.
Yuli is like Cole right now.
Yeah.
Yuli has come out so strong.
But there is a case to be made where you say, well, Yuli's done this for 2 months,
but
Michael Brantley's done it the whole year.
That's the same with Verlander.
Because you can get 8 RBIs. The old Jeff Bagwell, like me and Chris Solis used to talk, you get 8 RBIs, but you know, what about the first three months?
But
the first 3 months, he was a non-factor.
Yeah.
A total non-factor.
No, right. You know, less than a factor. You were wondering, how's this guy standing? I mean, Brantley's hitting .322. I mean, good Lord.
The whole year.
Yeah.
He hasn't moved. He's been just consistent as hell.
I would give it to Brantley. I would give it to Brantley. And I don't think, you know, that he's MVP a new guy. I don't think that matters.
Yeah,
what are you doing this year? Because I think he's very much accepted in this locker room. It isn't any, you know, hey, this is Altuve's team and you're just coming in here. And no, this ain't a Kevin Durant kind of thing where, oh, you just added you to a team. We didn't really need you. This is they really appreciate this dude. And oh, by the way, I loved the order the other day. Springer didn't play yesterday. Springer's like, what the hell? We're playing the Rockies and you take me out?
Right.
What the hell? Mm-hmm. You know how many? What kind of numbers I could put up against this team? You're right. That's a bad, bad, bad baseball
God,
team.
How are they just 10 under?
But I love this. Springer, Altuve, Brantley, Bregman, Jordan. The only thing I fear is when you get to the World Series, you lost one of your biggest cogs.
Yeah.
When you get to Dodger Stadium, you lost one of your biggest cogs in Jordan. And you got to start him in left field one game. You got to put Brantley in right and put Jordan in left and Springer in center and go, well, let's just let the pieces fall where they may. And Reddick, you got to come over here and sit down. I mean, you can't keep Jordan out of this lineup.
No, but if you're worried about what happens when the World Series and you're in the World Series, so.
Well,
but yeah,
I'm worried about winning the World Series.
You mean the guy who calls himself Mr. Irrelevant, Josh Reddick?
Yeah. I think he does. He's got some kind of Hey guys, I'm over here. What's wrong with me? Hey, you guys don't like me anymore? He does have some. He's poor self-conscious.
People even notice
dude.
Me, but you know, with all these superstars, no one really even notices me. He actually said that.
No, I'm only making $13 a year. Yeah, well, guess what? Correa's only making $5.
I call that Springer money. You're good.
No, Springer's got 20. Springer's got 20.
Oh, wait, Springer's up to 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So.
How long can you pay this for?
Well, you got one more year of Springer, and you got arbitration, too. So, and he starts at 20. Now we'll see where he goes from there after this year. Because
I don't want to play this game anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I play this game. I want to enjoy this. So the Texans have a new quarterback. His name is Jordan Te'amu. He came from Ole Miss. He was an undrafted free agent. The Texans had him in camp. This is where you are right now. They had him in camp during the summer, basically a tryout, and they went, nah, we're good. I had him as an undrafted free agent. He's got good size. He's got a decent arm.
Yeah.
But he just...
He's athletic. Yeah, he's a good college quarterback.
He doesn't really play chess, meaning when defensive coordinators kind of game him up, he struggles. He had DeMarcus Lodge, A.J. Brown, and D.K. Metcalf and had 19 touchdowns. You would think he might put a few more on the board. It's tougher. His competition was tougher defensively. But with all that talent there, I mean, you're talking about 2 second-rounders in A.J. Brown and D.K. Metcalf, who you could have argued could have been 2 first-rounders. And then DeMarcus Lodge, who is with Tampa right now, who I thought could have been a late rounder. I think he went undrafted. But all it is you had to have a quarterback. Because here's where you are right now. We talked about it a little bit. You got Deshaun Watson. You got Joe Webb. And then you got nobody.
Yeah.
And you don't want Deshaun Watson having to play much in the preseason. Certainly not in game one. So I guess you're going to have Joe Webb playing the entire game. You might be in a situation now where he has to play almost the entire game.
Thank you. And if anything happens to him? You know what? Tiamu, go. And I don't care. You don't know the play? That's fine. Just run right. Run left. Whatever.
Right.
That's all. Because you can't put...
He knows the book. The reason they brought him back is he knows at least some of the playbook. Whedon must not want to play. He must realize that's not a real
opportunity. I honestly thought, I'm watching practices and I'm like, this is a poor plan to only have 3 guys. Why wouldn't you have another guy out there? Why not? For just to take... Some more snaps because what? Because Deshaun has to have more snaps in preseason?
Pick a random team. Just pick an NFL team. Any NFL team.
Let's say the Titans.
All right, Tennessee Titans. So I'm going to look at their depth chart and see how many they have. Because I honestly don't know.
Most teams that I remember.
Only 3. Logan Whiteside, Ryan Tannehill, Marcus Mariota. I'll just randomly take the Jets. The Jets in camp right now. They have 4. Luke Falk, Davis Webb, Trevor Siemian, Sam Darnold.
Luke Falk is a Gase guy. He brought him over from Miami. But the Dolphins only have 3. Rudock.
Detroit only has 3.
Rosen,
Stafford, and Savage, and Fails. Oh, God. Good luck,
Savage
Detroit.
Savage is
their backup.
Wow.
The Carolina Panthers have 4.
Yeah.
One of them's Kyle Allen.
So well, he played last year.
I know. I just feel
he started their last game.
I feel like he shouldn't be one of them.
Well, he is one of them.
And Tyler Haneke is who's actually.
I don't know. I just think it's a better plan to have.
It's three.
What's the difference? You got 100 guys on the field. You could have a fourth quarterback.
Tampa's got four: Blaine Gabbert, Ryan Griffin, Nick Fitzgerald.
Do you really have four with Blaine Gabbert?
Yeah.
If the guy starts NFL games Blaine last Gabbert's year, better Jordan Tamu.
Yeah. Well, if he can beat the Texans last year with two.
Oh, yeah. So, yes, you have backup, a fourth quarterback.
With two backup tackles, then I guess he is.
Redskins.
You know
have,
what?
Oops. So, there's Josh. What Washington Redskins have, well, they have four. They say they have five, but Alex Smith is one, so that doesn't count.
Yeah. John, do you think when the Texans left that gunner uncovered for that touchdown, they said, oops?
Oops.
And maybe they peed on the carpet later?
Yeah. That's exactly what they did. They said, oops. Oops. We didn't mean that.
Whee!
Oops. Oh, my God. They peed all over the carpet with that gunner just running down the field wide open. Yeah. Oops. Well, here's the deal. You can have oops come to your home and get rid of that.
You can clean that pee up that you had.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Please stop peeing on your carpet. Here's the problem I have with everybody. Peeing on your carpet all the time. I mean, it's gross. You stop being gross. But if you do this, if you go out and you're so wasted that you don't even know where you're peeing, then, you know, first of all, I have some love for you. Secondly, take some cheers. Third, call Oops. Here's the deal. Oops will come to your home and they can get urine out. They can get wine out. They can get coffee. You spilled and, we just ruined. No, you didn't ruin the rugs. Oh, by the way, you've got rips in your carpets. They can repair those. You've got stone or tile and grout that's just gross and you can't get it. Yes, you can. You can get it clean because Oops can come and do that. They can clean your air ducts, your drapes. They can remove water. They can clean your dryer vents. This is kind of a big deal. This has started home fires, dryer vents. It does. It happens. Don't blame me. I'm just telling you. All I'm saying, you can have better air quality, longer lasting furniture, better aesthetic appearance, cleaner, fresher smell, all these things with one call. All you got to do is go to oopsteam.com or 281-822-0561. 281-822-0561. Oopsteam.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I agree with Dabo. Dabo says Kelly Bryant didn't get a national championship ring because you got to be on the team to get a ring. I agree with him.
Yeah.
Kelly Bryant quit the team. Kelly Bryant was gone, after week two?
He left right before he played his fourth game, so he wouldn't, so he could keep a year. So I think it was after a week.
But you quit the team. I mean, it's not like, and then Lawrence got hurt, right?
In the next game, Chase Bryce had to close it out.
And it took kind of a miraculous, he had a fourth down pass, or fourth down completion that kept the drive going. Who were they playing where it was?
Syracuse.
Yeah, Syracuse. He had that fourth down completion to keep the drive going, and their season would have been over. And, you end up seeing where they, what they end up doing. That was a national championship saving play.
Yeah.
When you look at it in hindsight, there's a chance Clemson gets back anyway, but there's a chance they don't.
No, there's a chance they don't because their schedule sucks. I mean,
yeah,
we went through their schedule. If they lose a game, I don't know they get to the national championship.
You mean last year?
Yeah.
Well, I was talking about last year.
Last year, maybe they still do. Saber. Maybe they still do.
But I just...
they probably still do.
Well, yeah, last year, who did they play other than A&M early before they got to the playoff? Who did they play?
I don't think they played anybody.
No.
Syracuse was a top 25 team, so that would be the one.
Yeah.
And that's it. Because the Coastal winner was Pitt, and they were 7-5.
But none of us believe Kelly Bryant should get a ring after transferring, do we? I mean, it was his decision to leave, and he kind of put him in a tough spot because he hadn't told him in advance, and so they had no way to They have really no way to prepare for that.
Well, I think they had ongoing discussions, but Dabo wasn't sure, but they had talked because he even sat out a game because he felt like he sat the game out against Syracuse specifically because, hey, I don't know what the deal is here. If I ain't going to play, I want to find
that's what it was. He wasn't even suited up.
He wasn't on the sideline for that game.
So he wasn't even available. That's what it was. And that was the really, really big deal about what the hell. And then, you know, a lot of players it went both ways on the ESPN broadcast where you had former players saying, hey, you can't play if this guy's going to transfer. If you don't think you're going to be the guy, this is totally his right, yada, yada. And there's other guys saying, hey, you're part of a team. Look at Jalen Hurts saved.
Yeah.
You know, it was able to save Oklahoma. Actually, Jalen saved them last year. Not Oklahoma, but Alabama. Jalen saved them last year late, but Tua came in. But, you know, the whole thing was, well, look how gracious Jalen was, and Jalen's still on that team, and he didn't transfer. And I remember all the discussions.
Yeah.
But here's one thing. If Kelly Bryant had been hurt, that's one thing. Kelly Bryant making a decision to leave, he's not getting a ring. I wouldn't give him a ring.
No.
And the left.
No, and I don't care. If Kelly Bryant wants to leave, Kelly Bryant can leave.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. Coaches leave all the time. That this is, ruin college. You know who ruins college? Coaches ruin college football. They recruit a kid, and then they leave the next day for somewhere, even though I got 3 years left on my contract, and I'll go wherever I want. You know what? Screw that. And we haven't even talked about the new rule where you have to have a college degree now. Agent?
Well, hold on. Before we get to that, I think you were going to jump in.
I was going to say the timeline for Jalen Hurts was, and also the difference between him and Kelly Bryant. Jalen Hurts could stay and still would have had an extra year of eligibility. Kelly Bryant, if he stayed, he wasn't going to. He couldn't play this year. That was the main difference. So I get Jalen Hurts being gracious, but he had another year to go as opposed to Kelly Bryant. The other thing was Jalen Hurts saved Alabama this past season because he stayed. Tua was terrible and was hurt in the SEC title game. He had his redemption moment, and then he could walk off in the sunset and say, hey, look, I did you guys. Hey, we're good here, right? We're good, so I can go play wherever I want. The Rich Paul rule is in effect.
All right, so now we're moving to a different subject. There's a rule that I think LeBron kind of missed on some of his commentary, but the idea is the same. They have now instituted a rule where you have to have a series of to be certified as an agent for NBA basketball. It's just is it all NFL? Is it all college athletes? I think it's just basketball.
NBA, NCAA. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to. There's a series of things, but at the top of the list is you have to have a bachelor's degree. Now LeBron immediately took this as, and he's probably right, the Rich Paul rule. Meaning Rich Paul is his agent. It's the agent for Anthony Davis. And this is designed, he doesn't have a degree, and this is designed specifically for him because he's taken over the league or whatever the case may be. And the NCAA is afraid of it. Guys are going to be leaving after 1 year. Guys are going to be leaving.
Why do they care who gets it?
The NCAA doesn't care who
gets it. Kendrick Perkins was right. Okay, do that. And then the NBA needs to adopt. If you've never played college basketball, then you can't be a GM in the NBA. Then let's adopt that next. Because what's the difference you don't have a college degree?
No.
Now, I know you want somebody who is legitimate. But if you are an agent, and by the way, they want them to pass some kind of a test as well. Not only do you have to have a college degree, but you have to pass some kind of an NCAA test, an agency, whatever the hell that is, whatever that is. But what? Now, I get there's too many people in there and swaying kids one way or the other that you should be in some way, shape, or form certified. But you can't tell me that Rich Paul isn't certified.
The NFL did this years ago because they had a bunch of scumbags just trying to, you know, get in on all the players. And it was really, they said, all right, we got to tighten this up to be certified. You got to pay this amount of money. They didn't want it to just be anyone could say they're an agent. So you had to get certified. I don't think I have no problem with a certification process to clean things up. And I do think you need to know the rules. Like you should, to be certified, you should know the rules of engagement. You should know the rules of this. You should know the rules of that. I don't know. Maybe agents already have to have that. I don't know. But I think it's fine to have a certification process. The idea that you have to have a bachelor's degree is absolutely outrageous for that. I mean, that clearly is going to be targeting someone who doesn't have. I mean, I could see where you could say it's targeting Rich Paul. I think it's targeting anybody that they don't think is legitimate, but you can't make that claim. Like, you can't – how is that going to stand up that you've got to have a bachelor's degree?
And
all the other stuff I get.
Here are some of the things that are required. You mentioned a bachelor's degree, and you also have to have 3 years of NBA PA certification and an in-person exam at NCAA headquarters. You also must agree to cooperate with the NCAA in connection with its investigations and analysis of possible rules violations, even if the alleged violations are unrelated to your NCAA agent certification. So they want you to be an active participant in helping to curb, I guess, cheating or illicit funds.
The NCAA is trying to find, here's what the NCAA, this is the reason, no one talks about this. So to be fair to the NCAA for a second, the NCAA just had a major, major scandal unfold, and they probably don't even have all of it. They probably don't even have all the information. And they're trying to do everything they can to clean all that stuff up. And they're trying, they have a major issue with influencers from the AAU circuit and beyond. Guys are for sale all over the place. I mean, it's really, really bad in college. And they're trying to find ways to curb it. So LeBron, I don't think LeBron recognizes the fact that they're trying to get things cleaned up over there by any means necessary. The problem is, I don't think somebody having a I agree with a lot of the stuff they're trying to implement, but the bachelor's degree thing just doesn't make sense to me, because you can do those other things without having a degree. The other things don't. The degree doesn't matter for them to
matter.
Be able to
it
do
it. Doesn't
that.
Matter. That's just holding people. It's ridiculous. You can be certified.
You think it's a Rich Paul rule? It looks that way, but I don't know that it actually. I think it's let's get stragglers out of the mix and make it harder to be an agent.
Yeah, but I could certainly see Rich Paul going, I'm suing you.
Now, the three-year thing does that take him out of the mix for 3 years?
Yeah, right. Another thing.
Or has he had 3 years already?
Well, he has to get certified. I don't know if whatever that process is, but they say you have to be certified. So if he hasn't done that yet, then it probably will.
He's out already because he doesn't have a degree. So what's the difference?
Well, how are you not certified, though? How are you not certified if you're a player agent? All player agents should be certified.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. You know why? Because they should be gritty.
Well, so gritty. One of the things with gritty is they are so transparent, unbelievably transparent. They reached out and sent an email yesterday talking about the price spikes and why there have been price spikes with the gritty service. Because it's not really gritty. It's the wholesale energy. Everybody across the market, all the providers, every provider who gets wholesale electricity, which is every provider that you can possibly use, has been experiencing the same thing. Extremely high consumption, the second highest level of consumption in Texas history. And then a lack of wind, change, you know, to push the turbines to create energy, yada, yada. They explain it all to you, and that's why there was a price spike. They don't have to come in and explain when there is price that is so unbelievably low. At times, there is a price that is considered a negative price, where you're actually not even you're not even paying for electricity, and yet you're still getting it. So there are the ups and the downs, and that's the great thing about the wholesale energy. You do have some spikes like you have had this week with the energy prices, but then again, it gets evened out because you have prices that typically will drop. And I had low rates in June. I had very low rates in June, and I had relatively low rates in July. I paid $47 less in July this year than I did last year. And when you're with Gritty over the long haul, you're going to save, and you're going to save big money. Millions have been saved by customers here in the state of Texas, and you can save as well. There's no contracts. There's no markups. There's no hidden fees. There's just big savings and complete transparency. And all you have to do is pay a $10 monthly membership to get unlimited access to the wholesale price of electricity. Gritty members who, if you want to become a Gritty member, you type Lance to 797979. Just text it, Lance to 797979. They're going to give you your first month's membership absolutely free. That's Lance to 797979 and start saving today. Message and data rates may apply. Make sure that you get your energy wholesale with Gritty.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, I will tell you the truth. Going out to practices these last couple of days, Caron Higdon is the second back. There's a story today, right? What do you got, a story on Higdon?
Yeah, I guess it was released yesterday, maybe after Bill O'Brien's sound that you might have grabbed, or maybe a couple days ago, but printed yesterday, that Higdon is a guy he likes. So you said, just looking at him at practice.
He was the number two guy.
So an undrafted free, at least in line to be before the game, which doesn't matter. It's a running back. Who cares? You can find those anywhere. But it'd be interesting for Caron Higdon. I watched him play. If you watch Michigan football, you've seen him play. Yeah. And he looked like the more dynamic. They have another guy, number 12, got his name, who might be a little shiftier. But he looked like an NFL back. I'm not saying superstar, but as far as the Michigan backs were concerned, he looked like a guy who could play on Sunday. So if the Texans grabbed him without even having to draft him, it kind of explains why Foreman had to go.
Yeah, he definitely was the guy that looks. And he's smaller, but he's well put together.
Are you talking about Higdon?
Higdon.
Yeah.
He's their second guy.
You think Higdon is?
I think Higdon is.
Higdon to me, I don't know Buddy Powell, but I mean, I know I liked Higdon. I had like a fifth round grade on Higdon, and fifth rounder at running back basically means you can be a backup with a chance to just get some starting reps at some point if you're a grinder. The only difference is he's well put together. He's just not a big guy by NFL standards. He actually falls below the standards for most starting running backs, or early down backs. You know what I mean? But not by a lot. But he's tough and he's physical.
Yeah.
And he's going to be what Bill O'Brien likes. He's a Patriot type of back where he just hits it downhill. He's no nonsense. It doesn't surprise me. I know they really like the kid from Missouri. Brian Gain did, at least, who they had as an undrafted free agent. I didn't even write him up. Demario Crockett.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about him. I haven't seen him yet.
He was getting second team. He was actually running some with the first team. Higdon, which, you know, obviously it was Lamar, but then, you know, you give Lamar some rest, and he was coming in number 36
undrafted running backs behind Lamar Miller.
Well, no, they don't have their second back. They don't have the third back on the roster yet.
They're going to pick up
somebody
who has the ability to play second back.
But I'm going to tell you what, that guy was a guy who was making some plays.
Demario Crockett?
Yeah.
Yeah, they liked him.
He was hitting some holes, and he was doing some stuff. He stood out some. And otherwise, though, it's
what about pass rushers?
They just said whatever.
What about pass rushers for the Texans? Which you saw two practices, right?
Yeah, I saw two practices. I really didn't see
anybody. That's all they have.
I didn't see anybody getting after. Honestly, is Whitney even? I was watching him some too, and it's just like he just runs into the tackle, just runs right into him.
He's just lost. He's just lost his.
He's lost.
He's not the same guy.
He doesn't have the explosion. He doesn't have the. It doesn't seem like he has the move. Now,
it's
practice. So
I'm
not
going to
put
so much into it. Coming back from injury, that we forget sometimes, it's not easy to come back from injury. It's not a lock that you're going to come back from injury. It's not a lock. Well, we'll get our first look at him. I'm going to be at St. Arnold tonight, so you guys are certainly.
What are you doing?
Well, we're just having a talking football segment from, it's just 6 to 8. Be out there drinking, having some food, talking about fantasy football,
talking about
the Texans. Yeah. So you can come out, and kick it with us. We're going to be there. And then the game, of course, starts at 7.
Yeah.
So I'll stay there and watch at least the first half, maybe longer. We'll see how my kids are acting today.
Why? What'd they do?
Well, I don't know if they act up.
What do you mean? You just took them to the game. They should have been great kids yesterday.
Yeah. Do you know how many people were at that Zach Greinke game? I got on Facebook, which I'm not on Facebook that much, and I see all these people.
40-some thousand
over
there.
Yeah, but everybody from my high school. I see Jerry Manuel, Scott Humphreys. I see my boy Rodney Rodriguez, who was my best friend growing up. He's like, wow, everybody was at this freaking game. I'm there with my kids, and all I can think of was how much money I'm losing that I didn't flip those tickets.
And all those Richmond Rosenbergs, because they now made it big.
Rosenbergs made it big. Yeah. You know, we're big time ever since Raheel came out and brought some shine to us as people.
Raheel came out? while I was gone?
Came out to Twin Cities. No, came out to the...
Oh, I thought he came out.
No, he hasn't come out yet. So...
What do you mean yet? What'd you say?
No, I said he hasn't come out.
You say he hasn't come out yet. That's what you said.
Have you seen how he dresses? He'll be out soon.
I don't know. I don't know if Raheel sees it as being out. I feel like Raheel's like, anyone who isn't my wife has got a shot.
That is kind of true. That's how he, I think he does feel that way.
He doesn't look at it as like, man, I'm making a big decision here. You're not my wife. I'll consider it.
Anyway, so the Texans will go today. So AJ was all excited about this yesterday. Because, you know, Jordan Tamu is not going to factor in with the Texans. He's a guy they had to add who knows the playbook because he was just in here this summer before he was cut. But he was like, all right, so let's just say you're someone who, well, it's 7:58. We'll do it on the other side. I'll tell you about it. I'll tell you why AJ was all excited yesterday.
You were on my afternoon show yesterday?
I was on my afternoon show. Oh. I was a host there before you were.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. I was there more recently. Okay.
Hey, I'll tell you where I was recently is Texas Star Grill Shop. I went and got more butcher paper and you can get, this is an example, at Texas Star Grill Shop, you see people making ribs or making briskets and wrapping with butcher paper. Butcher paper allows it to basically steam and moisten and tenderize. It's such a great part of barbecuing, and they've got butcher paper waiting for you right there at Texas Grill Shop. Let me tell you what else they have. They have this activated charcoal. It's called the Carnivore that you can sprinkle on your brisket or steak along with your other seasonings or your rubs, and it helps it to create that crust, that really nice looking crust on your brisket. They've got that for you too. They've got Wagyu steaks that are in there that are and prime steaks that are like at market cost or their cost. It's below what you're going to find at a lot of the stores. And I haven't even gotten to the fact that they have brand new Traeger grills, the second generation of Traeger grills. They have the brand new Green Mountains. They have the large and extra large green egg, if that is something that you want to do, where you can control the amount of air that goes in, and so you really can get a control of your fire as well, which is something a lot of people really, really love. Pizza oven that can get to 1,000 degrees in minutes. I'm telling you right now, you can't find better grills in the Texas Star Grill Shop. The word is out, whether you're in Spring off Louetta or you're at 2045 Southwest Freeway right there at the Greenbrier Shepherd exit, you are going to find grills that will take your barbecuing to the next level. And don't forget to look for all the barbecuing amenities, all the seasonings, all the rubs, and even steak that you can purchase there. It's all at one location. A great spot if you love to barbecue. TexasStarGrillShop.com. Don't miss the summer grill sale.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city.